So happy to have with us right now the top dog himself, Hanford Dixon, fresh off the day of practice and had a chance to watch the workouts. Hanny, what were your impressions?
Pretty excited. It's always good to come and see the guys in full pads. First of all, it brings back so many memories of all my training camp days and laying on that wet ground and getting ready for practice. But once you get going, you're okay. But watching them work, Vic, I think they had a very productive day. I think they got a lot of things done offensively and defensively. And one thing I was watching have an interest in a couple of areas. One is our new quarterback, talking about Wheaton, wanted to check out his timing and his execution and the decisions that he's making out there with the football, and it all seems pretty good. I had an opportunity to look at this kid Gordon, and what a great
isn't he impressive?
Oh, he is very impressive. I mean, when you get a chance to see this kid up front, you'll see the size of him, the strength of him, his speed, and boy, is he going to be a great addition to this football team and to this offense. But I thought offensively did some good things. Obviously, that's what training camp is all about. You're going to do some bad things too, and that's what we do in training camp. Obviously, we correct those things. But and then on the other side of the ball, defense. I know Shelton Brown is still starting at the corner position, and just wanted to look at Buster and Demetrius, and just because I know they're trying to compete for that position.
Yeah.
But overall, I think sometimes in training camps you get what we call those dead legs, and the practice are not as good as you want them to be. But I thought the guys did well.
All right, you said a lot there, and we got a lot of ground to cover. I want to back up a little bit with Josh Gordon, and just seeing the physicality of the guy, just the pure physical presence, and he plays with a sense of physical impact, and you saw the collision that he had, that he won with Joe Hayden. And I mean, you're going to win that one when you're his size, as talented as Joe is. This is a big man who plays fearlessly. I mean, with that size and strength that he has, I'm seeing, I always hesitate with a guy who's never set foot on a field for an NFL game. Hesitate to make these comparisons. But I'm seeing Brandon Marshall. I'm seeing that kind of physical talent that could be just special, where you don't need to do a whole lot except maybe give him a few routes that he has to run and create those one-on-one matchups. And at least early on, while he's still trying to learn this game, right, and he's trying to learn the NFL game, I should say, and this offense, more importantly, that might be a way to maximize his production.
Well, I agree with you because normally, before I really had an opportunity to look at this kid, I was thinking, I heard he was a big kid. I knew, and then I was thinking maybe like a T.O. or something, but he's much bigger. I mean, I agree with you. He's more like a Marshall. I mean, he's just his strength and his power. And when you see him with the pads on, but obviously, he's gonna win that battle against Joe Hayden. But I think the good thing is Joe will be the first one to tell you that he's glad to have a kid like that in camp, because what they're gonna do, they're gonna make each other better.
Sure.
I mean, obviously, they're gonna go out and they're gonna really work each other. But most important thing with this kid that I wanted to see is whether or not he can create separation between himself and the defensive backs. And he's able to do that.
Right.
I mean, we've watched it. We've seen it here. And again, Vic, I've said it all along. It would not surprise me, and I'm sure it wouldn't surprise you either, if this kid is starting for our football team.
Hanford Top Dog Dixon joining us, as he always does, on Cleveland Browns Daily, driven by Liberty Ford. And then you talked about your place, that secondary, and paying close attention, as I fully would expect you to do, to the performance of Demetri Patterson, of Sheldon Brown, of Buster Skrine, of seeing how these guys are fitting into a competitive area. So what are your takeaways? The defense initially, I know, was ahead of the offense at the very start of this camp. It looks a little bit like the O has caught up somewhat, at least by today's evidence.
Well, they have, and normally they do, and we don't like it, but normally they catch up with us in training camp, and we're happy and we're not happy. But, you know, looking at this team defensively, obviously we have the ability to stop some people, to be a top-ranked defense, especially with the leadership we have over there. You know, I see there's a concern at linebacker. I'm just really happy to see that the kid, Johnson, is really playing well, really coming on. And obviously he's got a long ways to go.
Right.
I mean, he's a rookie.
But he jumps out at you a little bit.
He jumps out at me a little bit. And this kid has the right attitude. I mean, the type of attitude that he'll do whatever you need him to do. And I thought it was funny. I chuckled a little bit when I heard him say that if you need me to carry the water, I mean, I would do that too.
Yeah.
He is coming around and he's playing well. Getting back to that corner position, I'm going to say this. I know we just gave Demetrius a new contract, and but I honestly believe that Buster is got the ups on him a little bit as far as that corner position. Now, don't get me wrong. I mean, he's playing well too, and both of these guys playing well. We're going to need all of them.
Right.
I mean, we're
going to
need all these guys.
Yes. You can't. That the saying is true. You can't have enough corners, and I'm not saying that just because you're a corner. You can't have enough guys that played to the level that you played too. So, what about Screen that strikes you?
Well, he's just he's feisty. I mean, he's. I watch his technique, and he seems to have really good technique, and plays the ball well, and really jumps in there and compete, and it doesn't seem to faze him if he gets beat by one of the wide receivers. I mean, he's got that confidence and that air about himself, and I like that, and I like it also too in Patterson. I mean, I both of these guys, but just seems like not a lot. I just look like to me, Buster's got a little bit of an edge on him, and obviously we know Demetrius can play inside.
Yeah.
I mean, because especially in the nickel, and like you said, with the 3 and 4 wide receiver set that all these teams are playing with today. But and Hague, I mean
Eric,
oh my goodness, the young kid at safety,
second year man, and he's been making a statement, I think, straight through from the beginning of the off-season workouts, then he's going to be a presence, and he wants. I mean, he is on the radar, and make sure Osama Young knows that he's there.
Well, and we know as far as the safety position, the things you have to do is you have to be able to line up, you have to be able to get everybody else lined up, you have to be able to play the halves of the field, and this kid so far has shown that he can do that. I think yesterday made a tremendous play. Interception on Wheaton in practice on or he made it. I know he on one of the drills in one of the practices. So overall, defensively, I think we're going to be much better than we were last year offensively. I mean, with the addition of the new quarterback Wheaton, with the addition of Gordon, obviously Trent Richardson, who is just a beast out there, and also on the offensive line, this is going to be a good football team.
It really has the makings from a, you know, it's youthful, but that young talent is definitely shining in big ways. Watching them work today too on 2-minute drill on the hurry up plays, Brandon Wheaton looked very comfortable in a lot of the stuff that he was doing, even though he's had a lot thrown at them. They've all, as young guys, I talked about this with Bernie yesterday too on this show, Bernie Kosar Hanford, that the amount of new plays that have been inserted just in a short amount of time can be overwhelming for these rookies.
Oh, no question, especially at the quarterback position, because that weight is on his shoulder. I mean, he is let's face it, the quarterback is the leader of the football team. I mean, he's the face of the football team. He's the guy that everybody it's gonna look. It's kind of like that pitcher, you know. You know, when you win, you get the credit, and when you lose, you know, everybody's
right.
Looking at you. But Wheaton is gonna make some mistakes, and he'd be the first one to admit that. But he's picking up everything quickly, and exciting football team. Vic, I can't wait. And I know when I talk to it about you, yeah. I just see you light up too. And you just can't wait either. So it's going to be exciting.
Every practice gives me that sense of encouragement of what we're going to, you know, get to see once this is all going and rolling on the field. But I'm looking forward to a week from tomorrow when this when the preseason gets kicked off and see what it looks like then. In the meantime, we get to watch these practices and see the progress being made. Hanford, great stuff. I appreciate it. Always love having you with us.
You got it, partner.
He is Hanford Top Dog Dixon joining us as he always does. It's Cleveland Browns Daily, driven by Liberty Ford. More coming up on ESPN 850 WKNR.